B-Pod Studios.
I like Isaiah Crowell. Maybe we can get him. He runs so hard or whatever, and I think he could be like almost like a bell cow, change of pace type of back. So, you know, I want to know what you guys think about that.
Okay, go back to the six-man front thing. What were you saying about that?
The six-man front with, like, having DeSean Jackson with the front and, like, a safety always having to travel with him over the top, and it opened up everything else underneath. That's what I was saying.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, but yeah, I think DeSean Jackson is definitely going to help spread out the defense. You know, you're going to have to have some safety rotation, which is going to, it's not going to allow defenses to just pack everybody in the box and just focus on shutting down the run.
Right. And I look at that, and I think that's big for Carson because, like, I think you read defenses well, but when you're able to like, a diverse, what you're seeing from pre-snap, and then you know that, like, you got a guy that nobody wants them, you mean, wants him to get behind them. You mean, it opens up so much, even if you can use him as a decoy on some plays. You mean, so I like that. And then even with us getting, what's his name, the D tackle from Jackson.
Malik Jackson.
Malik Jackson. Putting him on the side of Fletcher Cox, freeing him up. You mean from so many double teams, and then I feel like vice versa, they'll help each other out, like, good. But I still think, like, Benzo, the draft coming, and then it's, like, a tremendously good draft for defensive tackles, defensive end. You mean, I think we need to get a defensive tackle, a defensive end early in the draft, and especially, like, an old sense of lineman, due to the fact of, I think Peters, he can still play. He played fairly good in that playoff game. But at the end of the day, like, you can't count on them for 16 games, and I feel like we need to start grooming people to replace those spots.
Certainly you do, Rasheed. Thanks for the call, man, putting you in the running for our Sixers tickets. What happened to Vaitai last year? Because I know he always gets beat up now, and people talk, and I mean by, you know, fans and us sometimes. But you won a Super Bowl with that guy playing left tackle for you. And I thought he actually played a year ago rather well. And then last year seemed to be a huge step back for him.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, during times where if you don't get the practice reps, then, you know, it makes playing in the game a lot harder. Like, a lot of people don't understand that with offensive line, you know, you have to work hard at it even during the week, you know, just because your balance, everything plays into it. And if you aren't challenged in practice, then when you get in the game, it's going to look bad, you know, just because you haven't putting yourself in certain situations. I'm not saying that you need to go up against rushers that's going to be trying to take the quarterback out, but I knew going into this season that with Carson coming back and he being behind this offensive line, with him coming off injury, what defensive line was going to really challenge these guys? Because you don't want to come free and mess around and hit Carson's knee. So that means that your practices are going to be everybody's going to run and stop. And, you know, and you just sit there and then that's it. Well, you know, that's not going to play well when you get on Sundays when you got a defensive line that has eyes bloodshot red and he's trying to kill the quarterback. They don't have on a red jersey then. So, you know, you need to push yourself during the week. That was one of the things that Juan did a really good job of, just making sure that we were challenged all throughout the week. So by the time we got to the game, that was the easiest part of it.
That was the breath of fresh air?
Yeah. So I think with Vaitai, if he didn't do all of the practice reps, then, you know, it's hard to come off the bench and then just be expected to go out there and be productive.
All right. Yeah, I got to tell people that listen to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio only from Comcast. 9 o'clock hour brought to you by the Baxter Dumpster in the Bag. Get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. Just to pivot real quick, because Bryce Harper played again last night. They lost to the Yankees. The Phillies did. Bryce Harper still hitless in 3 spring training games for the Phillies. Now, you had talked about this before the show, Trey. Mm-hmm. You had gotten into this with me. Just saying, you know, basically, the Phillies going to start hitting soon?
Yeah, do we need to get concerned? I mean,
here's.
I mean, dude, that's 330 million. Man, I sat up here and waited since October. I need to see a bat hit a ball.
Yes. He scored a couple of runs.
We waited from October. It was Harper watch.
But while we're waiting, Bryce Harper.
I need you to hit a ball.
But, well, first, he did something else. If you're not going to hit a baseball, he did something else.
Yeah.
He may or may not have. We haven't gotten confirmation yet, Bob, have we? Have you seen this yet?
I have not been able to pin this down yet, no.
Jamie, have we confirmed this or not, whether or not Bryce Harper actually bought ice cream for Phillies fans in Clearwater, Florida?
My understanding is that he did, in fact, do it, because if you watch the video, he gives a little, like, little nod to the counter girl.
All right. So
going, there, like,
maybe
I got
she was
this.
Cute.
I think this was...
Maybe she was?
I think this was in Clearwater, where there was Phillies fans in line. I think I've been to this ice cream place. I think they sell ice cream and pizza. Okay. And it's right down the main drag there in Clearwater. I forget the name of the street. I've only been there twice. But you go down there, and he is at this ice cream place, and one of the Phillies fans in line says, "Yo, Bryce, how about you buy us some ice cream?" And he looks and is like, "Yeah, man, whatever you want." But I don't know if he was just being nice, if it actually happened.
I think it happened.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. But $330
million.
Three scoops.
Yeah.
Spending his money already.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that. The bottom line is he hasn't hit yet. Yeah. Three games.
Yeah. 0 for 2 yesterday. Canceled Bryce Harper.
Run scored. Got on base somehow.
Yeah.
We didn't pay him to do that.
No,
It was catcher interference.
Is that how it happened?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So he's a bust.
So he didn't even earn it.
No. I mean, think about what he got paid for that game.
Here's a good thing.
Bust.
JT Realmuto.
He went yard.
He's hitting.
Yeah,
that guy's hitting with some pop.
He's going to be really good.
Reese Hoskins hitting with some pop down there as well.
Yeah.
And all the injury guys are starting to return a little bit. Odubel, Roman Quinn, Hernandez.
The only time I've seen him hit was during the simulated game.
That's all you're going to get, Trey.
I mean,
don't even count on him.
330 minutes. Man, I waited all this time.
He can still hit Phillies pitching.
Be a little bit more patient.
Okay. I will.
I'm kidding.
I have nothing but patience now. I mean, we waited, what, 5 months?
Yeah.
Six?
118 days.
Yeah, there you go. Close enough.
Jason, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jason?
How's it going, guys?
Jason, sorry. Are you worried about Bryce Harper yet?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'm just eating real quick. So, who was talking about? I heard somebody, I called the tail end, they were talking about essentially the most important position right now that the Eagles need is running back.
Running back. Right now, running back.
Okay, so I disagree. And the reason why I disagree is because I think that the middle linebacking position is the most important need. I think that what they need to try to do is get that kid from LSU, the Devin White kid.
Mm-hmm.
They can figure out a way if he drops in the first round, I think you'd have to try to leverage one of the second rounds. And the only reason why I don't think that the running back position is as important as whoever said that is simply because when you look at what Howie did 2 years ago when we won the Super Bowl, they did bring in LeGarrette Blount, right? And we understand that, but they made the trade for Ajayi.
Yes.
At the trade deadline. I think that the under-the-radar running back to take a look at right around the trade deadline, because they're in rebuilding mode, is David Johnson, the guy from Arizona.
Right.
Because, like, when he signed his contract back in 2018, most of that money was front-loaded in the beginning. So, like, his base salary is like $5 or $6 million for 2019.
Yeah, he was like the sixth highest paid. Yeah, he was like the fifth or sixth highest paid running back in the league last year.
If they're tanking, like the Cardinals, if they're just not playing well, and obviously they go and they take Kyler Murray with the first pick, I could see them dangling him around the trade deadline. And for the Eagles, because he caught, like, I think 50, 55 passes last year, he would be a great pickup right around the trade deadline in 2019.
Well, here's
kind of get your thoughts on that.
Linebacker is certainly a need. The reason it's not number one on my list is because I have confidence in Kamu Grugier-Hill, who got better as he played more and more last year with Jordan Hicks again being injured. I have confidence in him at least being a solid middle linebacker in the NFL. Not a Pro Bowler or anything like that, but solid. With a guy like Corey Clement or Josh Adams, I don't know what they're going to do with Darren Sproles. I don't know what they have back there. I know that they have some talent in Corey Clement, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Josh Adams showed you a flash or two last year, but then he was slow getting to the line of scrimmage. I don't know what they have at the running back position. I think I know what they have at linebacker.
Can I say something to that?
Yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, I think that we need to see what happened with Corey Clement, right? Like, he got injured last year. I mean, he played his rookie season.
Sure.
And obviously, he was undrafted, and he played the entire season. He was instrumental in the Super Bowl run. So, like, I completely understand what you mean by that. What I'm just thinking is that from the middle linebacking position, when you look at, like, where the division is, especially you see with the Giants sending Odell, out there. You're going to have to focus on Saquon. You got Zeke. You got now an Adrian Peterson. You need a middle linebacker to attack those gaps. I mean, am I wrong?
Well, here's the other part of it. You have a defensive line that's also helping you out a lot. I mean, I'm not going to say you're wrong. Again, it's not that I think linebacker is, oh, they're totally fine. It's still a need. But if I'm going one or two, Trey, I don't know about you. And Jason, thanks for the call. You're in the running for the Sixers tickets. What do you prioritize?
What, as far as a free agent right
now?
No,
just in terms of the bigger need on the team right now, linebacker or running back?
I'll go linebacker.
You go linebacker.
Wow.
Yeah, just because.
This whole time we've been talking running backs and you've been hiding this from me?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I think linebacker just because, you got Nigel Bradham. You have a young core group after that. I mean, if you had, because at running back, man, like I say, unless you're going to bring in somebody like that bell cow,
right?
You know, other than that, he's going to be someone that's going to come in and get into the rotation that's just going to be mixed in.
How about just a cow?
just a cow.
I don't need to necessarily be the one that was wearing the bell. Just one of the ones from the herd or whatever cows travel in.
Yeah, I think just getting someone in. I mean, for me, if you're going to take one, because before I take a running back high in the draft, I would probably look at, okay, do we need to see someone at tackle? Do you need to see a better pass rusher? Because if Chris Long is gone, you're not sure where Barnett is. You know, Bennett, you just let Michael Bennett go. So you're going to need an edge rusher. You're not sure where Josh Sweat is in this. So I don't know if you look at one of the top tier pass rushers that are coming out, or even maybe a tackle or something, because you're not really sure where even Jordan Mailata is. Because Jason Peters, this probably is going to be his last hoorah. So,
yeah.
You know, who knows where Jordan Mailata is? This is last year was his first game of football, you know, and, you know, tackle is one of those positions that, you know, you need to have somebody in there working you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where he's training right now.
Man,
so
Brandon Brooks, you don't know. I would be shocked if he starts the season. Mm-hmm. There's so little depth on this team right now. Except in the defensive backfield, there's very little depth.
Mm-hmm. And real quick to his other positions. Point, I would love David Johnson tremendously. He is a $19.8 million dead cap hit this season.
Yeah, you can't get it.
His cap number is only 9.75, but his dead cap is nearly 20, so that's not happening.
Did he make close to 14.5 last year?
Last year, his dead cap was 24.2. He had a cap hit of 5.0 and got he made 14 million. Yeah, it was 13.882. And looking forward, the following year he makes 11. The following year after that, he makes 9.
All right. Are the Eagles, do you expect them to spend money at the running back position? Or do you expect them to draft? I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. Because you look at it, trades, whether it's Jordan Howard or Duke Johnson. Okay. Well, Duke Johnson isn't crazy expensive or anything like that. But what are you going to give up? You have two fourth-round picks. I don't see him giving up a second-round pick.
My only concern with Jordan Howard, and Trey, let me see if you buy what I'm selling here, is that Matt Nagy and Doug Peterson have very similar systems. They're kind of mirror images of one another, having, you know, learned and come up together.
Mm.
And if Jordan Howard isn't fitting what Matt Nagy envisions out there, why would he fit Doug Peterson's vision?
That makes sense. No.
Because, I mean, you could still have him and Cohen, if he believed in both of them, as a committee backfield that could be pretty nasty. But he's moving on for him with a year left, and I'm going, why is that?
Yeah, it's probably something there. Who knows?
That's interesting.
You could be looking at a backfield right now of only two guys. Like, Darren Sproles hasn't said he's coming back. I don't know if he's going to or not. Like, Josh Adams, did he do enough for you to bring him back? Especially if you're, like, if you're going to draft somebody or if you're going to get somebody.
Well, there's no risk, right?
Trade.
Yeah. Like, he could just be another practice squad.
No, there's no risk,
squatter.
But, like, how does he fit? Right, okay, so if you look at, like, game time going in, Corey Clement and Wendell Smallwood, like, what's Wendell Smallwood now also?
Smallwood.
He's all right.
Yeah, he started towards the end.
Yeah, those are your two guys, Corey Clement and Wendell Smallwood.
Mm. Unimpressed.
Yeah, right.
Like I've said time and time again, I'm a huge Corey Clement fan. I think the guy's got Pro Bowl talent. It's just a matter of being able to do it from week 1 to week 16. And then hopefully in the playoffs, or week 17, I should say. But it's a matter of getting it done then and then making carrying that into the playoffs. That's not what we haven't seen that yet. I think he has that talent level. It's just a matter of being able to put it together through the course of an entire season. Mitch in East Windsor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Morning, Mitch.
Come on, guys. How we doing?
Good, buddy.
Good.
You hear me good?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. What's on your mind today, Mitchie?
Good show. Glad you're a TV star too there, Mr. Marco.
Right, thanks.
How about the Eagles do what the Redskins did a couple years ago, drafting two quarterbacks? I want to see him take the Alabama running back, Jacob, in the first round. And after you take care of a wide receiver and a linebacker, maybe in the fourth, fifth round, grab another running back. That's how Kamara was a third-round pick, right? I could be right here.
Alvin Kamara?
Yeah, he was the third.
Was he fourth round? Third or fourth? Yeah, he wasn't first. I remember he wasn't a first rounder. Yeah,
I'm not happy with the running backs at all, even with the committee. And Sproles, he should skip the 5 years, put him in the Hall of Fame. Pound for pound, he's one of the best football players ever.
Damn right.
Take my call, Mark.
All right, good talking to you, Mitch. Take it easy, buddy. I'll put you in the running for our Sixers tickets.
Kamara was third round pick.
Okay.
Should we torture ourselves and go back and look at who they took?
Don't have to.
It's always fun.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I have to look it up.
All right.
But it's gonna. Then no.
Spoiler.
Yeah, the answer is no. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah.
All right. That's basically the point I'm making.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Much appreciated. Making me feel so much better. By the way, our video is out of Jamie and the lacrosse tryout.
You're welcome.
It's getting comparisons to when Joel Embiid had to follow dunk the other night and TJ McConnell went flying off the bench and dove on the floor.
Yeah.
People are comparing the two. Yeah. Jamie's fall to TJ's dive onto the floor. Yeah.
TJ's dive was intentional.
Yes, it was.
Jamie's
you
wasn't.
Saying mine wasn't?
No, it definitely wasn't.
No, it was.
I think he really wanted to stick that landing, but.
Yes, of course he did.
Yeah.
He stuck, and then he bounced, and then he rolled.
The man got up, and I'm sure he'll be there at the next Wings Media Day. Joshua, God. North Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Joshua.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind about the birds, brother?
Yeah, I want to know what the reason why we signed Tevin Coleman.
I wish I knew.
I don't know.
That would have been a good signing, especially with the 49ers got him for. It wasn't exactly a lot worth bragging about.
Exactly. That's the reason why I'm upset right now. Because of that.
Yeah.
And the reason why we could have had Mark Ingram, too. Home signing with the Baltimore for 3 years, $15 million only.
For those that missed it, it was, I believe, average $5 million a year for Tevin Coleman to go out to San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the price they should have paid, Josh. Thanks for the call, man. That to me is, like, you look at the Le'Veon Bell deal, and we talked about it. Like, that's a deal the Eagles could have made.
Yeah.
Max deal is $61
million. Yep.
Guaranteed 35,
mm-hmm.
4 years. Done. There's the bell cow right there for you. Forget about the rest of the pack. You just have one guy that can carry the load for you. He can block out of the backfield. He can catch out of the backfield. He can run between and outside the tackles. Guy that does it all for you. And it was next to free, it seemed like. And Tevin Coleman now, a guy that could do that, maybe not as well pass blocking, but a guy that could go out there and actually run the football for you consistently. Were you surprised, Trey?
Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah, because everybody had a lot of hype about him. But, you know, at this point right now, I trust what Howie and them going to put together.
Oh,
I'm just going to sit back and let's see what Howie and Joe will put together.
Oh, okay.
See, I trust Howie when it comes to the cap and finagling and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Trades, yeah, he's made some good trades. The JHI trade obviously panned out. That was a good acquisition before the deadline that year. But Joe
Sam
Douglas,
Bradford trade worked out good.
Oh, yes, it did.
That worked out well.
Rather well.
Uh-huh.
Now you're looking at Joe Douglas to hit a home run in the draft. That's the next thing, because now the big names that you wanted are off the board. We mentioned Spencer Ware earlier, who obviously knows Doug Peterson. Mm-hmm. That was a name on the short list of Zach Berman from this point going forward. Now that guys like Tevin Coleman's already off the board, Le'Veon Bell's already off the board. Maybe TJ Yeldon, 25 years old. Spencer Ware, 27 years old. Still fairly young guys that got some years left in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what they do, but as of right now, I think a lot of people are going to shift their attention to the NFL draft and see what it bears.
Real quick.
Hopefully it bears some fruit.
The answer is Sidney Jones was the only pick they had ahead of Kamara, but they took Sidney Jones over. You ready for some of these names?
Oh, boy.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
All right.
Yeah. Kareem Hunt. Alvin Kamara. Kenny Galladay.
Okay.
It's just, you know, that fun exercise. I just wanted to, you know, kind of torture you a little bit.
Where was that fun?
I always like looking back.
Yeah, well.
Even if it's not fun, it's fun.
Always look forward to it.
Tell me this. Looking at our running back list here.
Yes?
Would you take Marshawn Lynch?
Somebody brought that up yesterday. I'm out. I'm not on.
You want to take these smoke?
No.
Well, I'm in it so I can get a personalized, non-personalized jersey. But for actual football purposes,
Yeah. I would take it for entertainment value.
Yeah, like you'd be lighting blunts out in Head House Square.
I told the Marshawn Lynch story, didn't I? But when I bumped into him after the Raiders game, like immediately after the Raiders game.
In the parking lot. You're like, wait, dude, the game ended 30 seconds ago.
I ran out to catch a flight, and there's Beast Mode in the parking lot already. And I'm like,
how?
What? Literally just ended. Your teammates aren't even in the locker room yet. And then I asked the security guard, I was like, was that Beast Mode? And he's like, have a nice night, sir. And I'm like, it's totally Beast Mode. Corey in Williamstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Corey.
Hey, guys, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
So, I see you guys. You're talking about running backs, and I get it. But I mean, if we're looking at the way the NFL is kind of the way people fuel up for a season, running backs are such an afterthought. I mean, look at Adrian Peterson sitting in free agency right now. I mean, the guy's a beast. If we take 3 yards and we end up with Adrian Peterson, he's getting the 3 yards. Not to mention, he's going to make a lot of money in jersey sales because he's Adrian Peterson. You know what I mean? And then we got scat backs. We got Corey Clement. We got the guy from Notre Dame. I don't think running backs really. The issue we have.
I'm aware the direction the NFL has been going. Right now, you don't have one guy that you could depend on for 16 games. I think you have that at linebacker right now. I think you have that at safety. I think you have that at corner. I think you have that on the offensive line. I think you have that on the defensive line. The one guy you don't have anything really proven with consistently is running back. Go get a guy that is consistent.
You're right in line with the area of the team where we're skeptical. It's not running back, because you can hand the ball off to three running backs that can pretty much do the same thing throughout the season and get the same kind of yards. But
it's not enough. They don't get enough yards.
Yeah, I completely agree. But I mean, the way that our offense is made, especially now that we've got DJ and we have Alshon on the outside, we're going to be passing more heavy.
Okay, Corey, what would you do? What would be your move?
My move right now would be picking up Adrian Peterson and maybe a running back in the draft.
You just said they don't need a running back.
But I think Adrian Peterson signed with Washington already. Didn't he?
He resigned. Well, I mean, regardless, you pick up a decent free agent running back right now. You draft one because we have plenty of draft picks. But the move is to go get a decent backup quarterback. That's the move. Right now, that's...
Sorry to jump in here, but they second round tendered Nate Sudfeld, and they're paying him $3 million next year. I would think he's pretty much your backup.
I mean, are you comfortable with that?
Or they are. Yeah, they are, so I don't know.
I'd go get Fitzmagic. No. I'd make it happen. Bring him in.
You can't do that.
Go get Fitzy, baby.
You cannot do that.
Why not?
No.
What are you going to do, piss off Nate Sudfeld?
No, you're going to piss off Wentz.
And by the way, AP's under contract 2 more years with the Redskins.
He got 2 more years with the Redskins?
Yeah.
I thought it was a 2-year deal that he signed last year.
maybe the third's an option. But
Corey, yeah. I'm going to put you on hold. You're in the running for our Sixers tickets. Oh, boy. So hold on a second. Bringing in Ryan Fitzpatrick would piss off Carson Wentz?
I think so.
Yeah. I think Nate Sudfeld's the perfect situation as the backup.
Yeah.
No pressure, looking over.
Yeah. Oh, that's an issue for me.
He's not the perfect if you need him to play.
I've seen him make some plays.
I like Sudsy. Yeah. I like Sudfeld. All right, but I love that guy.
That second round tender tells you everything you need to know about what they
confident.
Think.
Yeah.
Anybody that throws his first touchdown pass and then goes to a 9-year-old kid's like, I need that ball back.
Yeah,
you know they got the cojones to win late.
You can quarterback my team.
That's how I break it down.
Give me that ball, kid.
Trey, you leave the football to me. Okay, that's how I now.
I bet even if Mike Trout had that ball, he would have snatched it back. Give me that ball, Trout.
And Trout would have been like, no, dude, it's my ball. I ain't giving you this. I'll give you one of my other balls, but this one's mine. 610-632-0975. That's how I analyze football, Trey. It's very scientific. You don't need to understand. 610-632-0975. We got Jingy?
Yeah.
All right. Not Ingy, but Jingy.
By the way, Pat Egan suggests he should rip the ball away from the kid to give it to Mike Trout.
I'm done, Patty. I'm done. Trey, Tim, you guys are right there. We got open lines after that. 610-632-0975. Time at the Fanatic, 923.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome back, everybody. For Zeta and Trey in the morning. Now, I don't know what to do. Very rarely you look at the board and you go, I don't know what to do with that. But we have someone alleging to be Inge's brother, Jingy.
And he said Inge's been sick and he needs to educate the masses.
Oh. Well, I feel like I need to be educated.
Well, I don't know the validity of this.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's totally legitimate. Jingy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good morning, Jingy.
Good morning, guys. Listen. Once again, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Listen, my name's Jingy. My older brother's Inge. But unfortunately, he hasn't been calling recently. And he educated me as a Philly sports fan.
Oh, that's good.
And listen. Once again, let's just break down just the Eagles for right now, okay?
Yes.
Once again, no Splash Howie. Makes terrible offseason moves. No Antonio Brown. No Le'Veon Bell. The guy has no idea what he's doing. And that's why the Eagles will always just be a one-and-done team. And then you have the Phillies. You know Middleton. He was staying strong.
Well, Jakey, hold on. You're just like your brother here. You can't just move from topic to topic. We have to respond. Jakey, what about Deshaun Jackson stretching the field? Top off the defense. How about that?
Just Mark, come on. He's 32 years old. You think that he's going to do something?
You're right. I'm sorry. You know what, Jingy? You're a lot more convincing than your brother.
Well, you know what? Let's just move on to the Phillies.
Okay. Go ahead. It's your call.
You got this dummy Middleton, okay? What a punk. He signs Bryce Harper for 13 years. Now you're stuck with a guy who's consistently declined a few good seasons for Washington, and now he's stinking it up in spring training. Not even a hit. $330 million. Come on.
Jingy, be fair. He's buying ice cream for people.
Ice cream, some ice cream. That ain't going to bring Philly the championship. And then, Bob Cooney. Bob. What is it with your love for the Sixers? They have Ben Simmons, a point guard who can't shoot. You have a center who gets hurt all the time. Guys, morning team, please stop lying to Philadelphia and letting us know that things are good.
You're right. Jingy, that's a great call. You're going to be in the running. You're going to be in the running for our 76ers tickets. I'd say that was pretty spot on. I think they're related. Jamie, I think that was legitimate.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not going to go against it. That's blood.
We must,
possibly adopted brother. I don't know. There's similar.
Not a bad Inge impression.
Not bad at all. Very good. Jingy is a welcome new addition to the morning show here. Let's get this Trey.
Not as aggravating as his brother. I'll say that.
No, because he gets the tongue in cheek. Trey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, buddy?
Fez, what's going on?
All right.
Hey, real quick, Trey.
Yes.
Back when I was a little kid, man, you were my favorite player because. You know, I was little, I didn't know what to do, but my name was also Trey, so
yeah, it's cool.
It was awesome. I watch you, man. Heavy hands, good stuff, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
But real quick, fellas, everyone wants to draft all these sexy positions, you know, running back, all that stuff, receivers, D linemen. I think we just got to stick with the O-line. We got Jason Kelce, agent, Brandon Brooks, you don't know, Jason Peters. I like a couple of the guys we have, like Jordan Mulata and stuff. I think he's got heavy hands.
Trey, what are you doing right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
It sounds like there's some commotion going on. What are you in the midst of?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm right next.
That's right. Huh. All right, Trey, go bye-bye.
He's not allowed to tell you what he was
apparently
doing.
Apparently, Trey got mixed up with some bad people.
Yeah.
Now he gone.
Yeah.
Right, thanks for the call. Anyway.
Don't name names.
you had the story. I saw it on TMZ. Apparently, Robert Kraft is, how do I put this? What's another way to say not going to get charged for
humans? Got off.
I can't get charged for human sex trafficking.
Should I cue the rim shot?
Thank you, yes. He is not going to get charged for human sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Looks like there was no human sex trafficking going on at that massage parlor.
Zero, they capitalized it.
What was it called? The Orchid Spa or something like that?
Wild
Orchids of Asia.
Orchids of Asia.
It's my fantasy football team name next year. I already called dibs on it. And my wife said, I can't do that.
That is interesting.
She said, I'm not allowed.
No, that.
It's like, I'm always gonna
I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
If I was going to make up a name for like a human sex trafficking ring, it would be Orchids of Asia. Like,
yeah, that sounds
like
about
what
right.
The hell are they thinking? So anyway, Trey, so what's going on there?
Oh, that he got off. that he got off and everybody else that was arrested during this sting got off. Yeah, they all got off. On the sex trafficking and all that.
Correct.
They're still facing the misdemeanor of solicitation.
Right, prostitution.
Yeah, and prostitution is still there. Uh-huh. But as far as the sex trafficking
they're
and
getting
all that,
off.
They got off.
They got off. Mm-hmm. There you go. So there you go, Robert Kraft. It's a win for you.
Yes.
First you get the Patriots, now you got this.
Yeah.
A couple of dynasties for Robert Kraft.
There you go.
Tim, North Carolina, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. Real quick, Tim, Trey right there was a perfect example of a perfect execution of three-prong.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Tim, what's on your mind today, buddy?
No, I just want to chat real quick about the running back position. You know, it seems like some people up in arms about the Eagles not addressing that position as much as they possibly should.
Uh-huh.
I mean, based on what's going on in the NFL over the course of really the last 10 years, I mean, the position is becoming less valuable as far as you know, dedicating a certain amount of financial reward to the position. It's a pretty intense position with high risk of injury. And I do think that, as Trey keeps saying, the line makes the running backs. We've seen it many, many times where, quote unquote, these phenomenal running backs that have great seasons get traded or go free agent. And next thing you know, you never hear from them again.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I think they're valuing the position based on the way the game is played today properly. I don't think that even that, you know, whatever, $5, $6 million per year where it could be spent on, you know, better line play, whether it's offense or defense, is kind of the way the league's going. So I think they're addressing
things
properly.
No, I understand that. I just don't want them to be 28th in the league like they were last year. I think they could be a better running team. The year they won the Super Bowl, they got over 2,000 yards. They were one of the best teams to run the football. So, to me, I'm not talking about getting a... Look, I would have loved Le'Veon Bell. I understand why they didn't do it. And that's more of the argument of, oh, I understand why you don't want to invest that much in the position. How about just getting somebody you can rely on as your feature back, as your regular running back, with other guys helping that cause?
Yeah, and I think you can definitely do that without spending the big money, and you can have people that are stopgap running backs or young guys on smaller rookie contracts that can fill that role. I think part of the whole reason why we were also ranked so low in rushing, I don't think Doug, unlike the first year when he came out, was not committed to the run, then halfway through the season started getting more committed to it. I think he started going away from the run. A little bit more than he needed to, whether that was because he had to because of what he had of injuries or because he just, you know, is going to be pass happy Andy Reid type of system, which is fine. But I think there's a couple different pieces to the equation that are making that look, a little bit less than it should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just felt like there was no commitment to the run last year. You saw him start to skew a little bit. Remember that Giants game that Lane Johnson supposedly was saying to him on the sidelines, gotta keep running that ball, gotta keep running that ball, and he did. They eventually got back to it, but if you remember even the second game of a season ago, two seasons ago now, the year they won the Super Bowl, the second game of the season, they go into Kansas City, they're 1-0 on the year, they lose to Kansas City, they completely abandon the run. Everybody in the locker room, to a man, was saying they need to be better balanced. They need to have a more balanced attack. They balance the attack the rest of the way, and next thing you know, they won a Super Bowl. Now, it's not automatic by any means, but they at least showed to have that threat. Carson Wentz supposedly was checking away from a lot of run plays and throwing the ball more and the RPOs. He was choosing to throw the ball more so than anything. They need to have some commitment to that, and they're not going to have that without bringing in at least a little bit of talent to that running back position.
See, I think the offensive line is so good that if he just made the attempts to stay committed to it, I think it would be there because the offensive line has played pretty well. I mean, if you look at the last couple of Super Bowls or in general, normally teams that tie up a ton of money in the position, they're not typically getting very deep in the playoffs. Gurley, you could argue that, but he was injured for a better part of the end of the season in the playoffs. So that would be another good point to prove that it's kind of a devalued position based on the way the game's playing now.
Well, when they did it, Tim, thanks for the call. When they did invest into it, they won a Super Bowl. When they brought in Jay Ajayi, they invested picks into that. When they brought in LeGarrette Blount, they invested money into that. It wasn't a lot. I'm just saying, do a little bit, because right now it doesn't feel like they're doing even a little bit.
Yeah, you're past the time of ton of money, too. Nobody else is getting a ton of money at the running back position, so you're right where you want to be.
Even the top guys didn't get big money.
Yeah, you could have gotten two pickups last night in Ingram and Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman, you could have gotten two pickups there that weren't a ton of money. So I don't... Maybe they like the draft running backs better than those guys, but the draft is telling us, the mock drafts are telling us it's not a deep running back class.
What did Zach say? They interviewed 13 running backs at the combine?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So I would. They definitely have a draft plan with the running back. I think Yeldon or Ware happens.
That would actually make me feel better, because then you at least know you have three guys: Smallwood, possibly Josh Adams, Corey Clement, obviously, and then you'd have somebody else that's has been a proven commodity in the NFL. Has fallen by the wayside a little bit as of late, but a guy that you know can come in and get you more than a handful of yards every game. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we're going to tell you the Zion Williamson story that we mentioned earlier. Something's going on with him at UNC, of all places. And some Snapchat issues. And we'll also get into put a bow on the letter from Nick Foles to Philadelphia. Sam Wilson will continue her dramatic reading of Nick Foles thanking Philadelphia. Time to the Fanatic 942.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We have to give you our final installment of the Nick Foles letter before we talk about Zion Williamson. Interesting story came out about him over the last couple of days. We'll get into that. But, Sam, do you have the final couple of lines here for us?
Yes.
Jamie, do we have some dramatic music? Oh, there it is. All right. Sam Wilson, dramatic reading of Nick Foles' letter to Philadelphia in the Players' Tribune.
Last but not least, I want to thank the city of Philadelphia and Eagles fans everywhere. Because for as much of an honor as it's been to play for this team and this city, the truest privilege has been over the last year, in the time since we won the Super Bowl. Having Eagles fans share their stories with me, having them remind me how we didn't just win the Super Bowl, we won the Eagles' first Super Bowl ever. Getting to hear the Philly natives and how about their father and their father's father, or their mother or their mother's mother, cry tears of happiness after the game. Learning about how, for most people, rooting for the Eagles is not just a decision. It's a birthright. It's family. Philadelphia, thank you for welcoming me into yours. You will forever be a part of mine. Love always, Nick.
I love you, Nick!
Yes. How's everyone doing? Let's make some noise. Come on.
Miss you already.
Let's get it going. Let's go.
Miss you already, Nick. Thank you. That has been a dramatic reading with Sam Wilson. We thank you for that, Sam. Sam, stay right there, because not only do we want to get into that, we do have to break some news here. The Eagles made a signing. Signed a linebacker. 29 years old, formerly of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jamie, you have his name? I don't have it in front of me here.
L.J. Fort.
Who? Fort.
University of Northern Iowa, 29 years old, journeyman linebacker, middle linebacker. Has played in Seattle, Cleveland, and last year, Pittsburgh. According to Michael Kist, our buddy over at BGN, he's been harping about him for a while. He really likes him. And apparently, according to Michael Kist, our buddy, friend of the program, he has deserved a shot to start after his performance last year.
The Eagles will be the seventh team he spent time with.
Yes, quite the journeyman.
How many years he's been in the league?
2012 was his first. He broke in with the Browns, played a little bit. Was undrafted rookie in 2012. And then he played with the Browns a wee bit, and then spent time with the Broncos. And when I say spent time with practice squad or off-season participant, like you were with the Chargers.
Yeah.
And
had a cup of coffee with
exactly.
Yeah, just hung out, got some free lunch.
So it was more tea than anything. played with the Seahawks, then spent time with the Bengals, the Patriots, and now then was with the Steelers, and now he's with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yawn.
So there you go.
All right.
Shows me I'm still right. Running back is where they need to focus on now.
You just got a little depth in the linebacker. A
little depth.
It's
that's
not a big splash at running back, but you just gave a little depth.
That's just a little depth. Depth. Now, here's the thing, Sam. Do guys ever try to slide into your DMs?
Yes, they do.
Is it creepy? Is it weird?
Sometimes it's a little bit, but I understand.
What's an opening line someone might use when they slide into the DMs?
Oh, I don't even know.
Saw-keyed.
Saw-keyed.
Hey, girl. Did they say that?
No, it's just like complimenting me. They always start with a compliment.
Aw. Yeah. That's not weird. That's just nice.
Start.
Yeah.
Sounds like say you sound really intelligent, stuff like that.
You have a beautiful mind.
Yes. Sam's like, they always compliment me. It's so annoying. No, but in all seriousness. So Zion Williamson, we talked about this story a while back. I think it was someone at MSU or whatever, wherever it was. Where did Larry Brown coach? SMU. I think it was somebody down there got in trouble because they were hollering at a shouty. And they ended up printing out the conversation they had on a dating app. And they ended up printing out the conversation and reading it aloud as the kid was shooting free throws. So, yeah. Zion Williamson.
That's diabolical.
It is. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. But, Sam, so there's this UNC lady who apparently gets hollered out by Zion Williamson on Snapchat. And Zion, like, hits her up on Snapchat saying, you know, from his, I guess, room at Duke University or either the maybe a hotel. Do they even stay at a hotel if they play UNC?
Probably not.
Yeah, it's right down Tobacco Road.
Right.
So Zion Williamson sends her a Snapchat saying, I have a big room. Come sleep with me. Pretty direct.
Wow.
Pretty direct.
Yeah.
She then outs him on social media. I think she even put it on YouTube.
And screenshotted it.
Screenshot it, yeah. And she took a picture with it. Like laughing. Is that well within her rights? Or is that like, come on, girl.
Yeah, come on,
I think
girl.
She set herself up for that one. You don't out somebody like...
It's a dangerous world, Trey.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm wondering, did she still go?
Probably.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah, I don't think I know the... How does the story end, lady?
Yeah, you know, like, I'm going to out him, but yeah, I'll be on the way in by 15 minutes.
It's now that we know that there are no... Now that we know that there is no the human sex trafficking, I'm totally with Robert Kraft on this.
What?
Say what? What are you talking about here?
Now that we know there's no human sex trafficking,
okay.
Robert Kraft, his wife's dead. He's 100 years old. He doesn't want to get put out
on
Snapchat.
It's illegal, Mark.
Yes, I understand that. So is marijuana in some places.
Okay, that's true.
But, you know, the guy...
It's frowned upon in certain places.
It's frowned upon.
The Gambino family mob hit last night in Staten Island. That's also frowned upon, but it happens.
Hey, that's business. No, I don't know anything about that. What am I saying?
Apparently it's the first mob hit in New York since 1985.
See,
I don't buy that.
Neither do I. Something tells me they haven't been onto it, all right? Something tells me they've been slacking off.
85?
Yeah,
like, come on.
I've been with it.
Are you kidding?
I love mob stuff.
All right, let's get our takeaways of the day. That might be my takeaway of the day right there. All right, time for takeaways of the day. Oh, first, you have the Twitter poll brought to you by Window Nation when we ask people, running back, what do you want them to do, sign or draft? What are they saying, Sam?
We had just under 4,300 votes today. 71% said they would rather the Eagles draft a running back. But we did have a lot of people say that both.
Both,
they
of
wanted
course.
Both, yes.
All right, Sam, what's your takeaway of the day?
My takeaway of the day is thank you, Nick Foles.
That's nice. Yes. Jamie Lynch, take away the day.
My takeaway of the day is you got to get yourself a good of a friend as Trey Thomas. Because when I fall on turf and embarrass myself in front of 50 people, Trey will track down that security footage at all costs, drive out of his way, go pick up a flash drive with the footage on it, and share it with the world.
Yeah. Ask him for a ride in this truck. He'd be like, man, I got to go.
But everybody was like, hey, post a video. Hey, whoa.
No, I respected that. You gave me the rights to release.
Right. Yes. You had the rights of first refusal. Bob Cooney.
I speak on behalf of myself and Samantha when I say to Jamie, thank you for teaching us during a break what the difference was between jelly and jam.
Oh, what a classic one. Trey Thomas.
Bryce Harper, man, please get a hit!
not playing today. You're going to have to wait another day or two. See if Bryce Harper gets that hit. My takeaway of the day is that Sam loves mob stuff. Stay tuned for Gargano and Martinez Middays here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.